Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Right, it is Free Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves. It's Mark with you.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass.
If it's from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, like I said, it's Free Talk Live, so call it and talk. And to prove that we'll talk to anybody here on Free Talk Live, we have ART calling in from a correctional facility, I believe in Michigan. ART, are you in Michigan? Oh, boy, did I push the wrong button? ART, can you hear me now? Check, check. Oh, there you go. This is the problem with letting noobs run the phone system. I apologize. There you go. Let's go to Pat calling in from Thunder Bay, Michigan. Pat is not incarcerated. Pat, you're on Free Talk Live. What is going on here?
No, I'm free, white, and over 21.
are you really free, though?
Well, close as I can get to it. I've been off the grid for 15 of the last 20 years.
Okay. That's impressive.
What's in mind? Yeah, well, you guys rock, and about 20 years ago, I had to, I was a single parent at the time. I married the daughter of the son of Sam, evidently. But, so I ended up raising my two kids by myself. And, of course, I got to work to feed them because I'm not the food stamp kind of guy. Excuse me. But, so anyway, yeah, my son was a little uppity in what you call junior high or middle school or, you know, those preteen pubescent years. He got a little, too uppity for the school system.
Yeah.
So they kicked him out, and I was forced to homeschool him. Well, I still had to work. All right. Well, they send me these, lessons and such through the mail. And I'd put them in my file cabinet and lock them up, but they're no safer than your grandpa's liquor cabinet. If a smart kid wants to get into it, he's going to get into it. So there ended up being inevitable cheating. All right.
Okay.
So, basically, I guess what I'm going for is if you're going to do this, you have to have adequate supervision.
I suppose that's true.
Even if the kid's old enough to where he should be responsible, you have to, because people cheat.
Yeah,
right?
People cheat.
It's the nature of the beast.
But sometimes they learn while cheating, too.
I mean, how did the Native Americans teach their children? They didn't have an institution, you know.
Many of them didn't have a written language.
Yeah, exactly. But, like, yet they still learned how to, you know, fashion arrowheads and make bows and, you know, accuracy, right? You know, they did them accurately and hunted successfully and, you know, all that kind of a thing. So, you know, learning is a natural thing, right? It happens throughout your lifetime. It is true. If you stop learning at any point in your life, then, you know, I think you're probably close to dying, right, if you stop learning.
Yeah, I certainly wouldn't want to be in. Go ahead, Pat.
I started taking him on jobs just because I had no babysitter. Like I said, I was a self-employed man, you know, at like 5, 7 years old. So he learned, and he met some awesome people, and they loved him and babysat him, and he might have got coddled a little too much sometimes, but, you know, it's like taking the cutest puppy you ever had to the work site. Everybody's going to go, ooh.
Basket full of puppies.
Thanks for the call, Pat. Appreciate it. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Elvis calling in from also from Michigan. Elvis, you're on Free Talk Live.
Elvis is in Michigan?
Yeah, we're in Holland, Michigan, along Lake Michigan. We're 25 miles west of the home of Gerald R. Ford, our great president. And I'm an educational psychologist. A lot of kids should be rewarded. They should learn. They should give them money when they get A's and B's. And there should be more health education and practical things like auto mechanics. I call it a particulum as opposed to a curriculum. And anyways, a lot of kids here in Michigan are getting sick because they don't get enough fresh air. and they're taking away a lot of the recess time, and they need the fresh air and exercise in order to develop a healthy body. So that's just my comment. We really enjoy your program here.
Oh, I think you're absolutely right. I have a question, though. I can't remember what the author's name is, but there was some book called, like, Killed by Rewards or something like that, that claimed that you shouldn't do rewards in education, and I can't remember the author's name.
Okay, well, the students should graduate with money in their pocket so they can achieve success. So thank you. Have a good night. Thank you.
Thank you, Elvis.
Thanks for the call. Elvis has left the building.
Elvis has left at least the phone line.
Right.
I have to agree with Elvis on this one. I can't remember what the book was or anything like that. But basically, it stated that rewards don't work. And I have to say that maybe that's true for some kids.
I can't admit. I mean, I know government isn't great at incentivizing appropriately.
Mm-hmm.
Generally speaking, government programs incentivize inappropriately for what they purport to want to accomplish.
Right.
But the rest of the human race in every other area outside of, you know, government institutions operates on incentive. Your job operates on incentive, right? Once you get out of school, your family operates on incentive. You know, all your other relationships are basically incentive based.
Right. We'll use money if Jack's trying to earn money.
I'm not talking specifically about money. Incentive as a thing doesn't have to be cash. It doesn't have to be money.
But cash is nice because it can focus in a bunch of different directions. So
yes.
Jack wants to get some money put together for a particular thing that he is trying to purchase that I will not purchase for him on his own, because we buy one Christmas present and one birthday present,
mm-hmm.
and that's how we do it.
Right.
And, you know, for those of you out there who think I'm a terrible parent for doing it, that's just fine. We all do things differently. And when it comes to a class, say a class he's taking, right now it's typing. Now, I could purchase a typing curriculum. I could hire a typing tutor. Or I could give Jack a little bit of money and save 90% by giving him a small amount of money in order to get him to type.
Right.
And then he gets some money to do the thing. And so I don't think it's the worst idea in the world. And it's always worked for us.
Yeah.
I'm careful with it.
I know of parents who do other things, right? Like a kid's a fan of a certain sport. They're like, hey, okay, well, if you get this done or you accomplish this goal, then we'll buy you tickets to go see this sports team or whatever.
Yeah.
That kind of a thing. So incentives don't necessarily have to be cash. They have to be something that motivates the person in question.
Agreed. Let's go to John calling in from Delaware. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, I know what the government's good at. The government's good at sowing seeds of separation so it can keep its gross power over us, and it's disgusting what they're doing right now. And I'm about sick and tired of being called a white supremacist, man. What they got going on right now is gross. What they're doing is they're trying to separate all of us and cause so much division in this election year that they ruined Donald J. Trump. It's just another tool in their basket of negative darkness that they pull out to try and ruin this guy, man. It's gross, it's disgusting, and it's sickening, man. Are you guys white supremacists?
I am not a white supremacist.
No, I'm a nothing supremacist.
Because that's the narrative that the puppet masters would like to spin for everybody right now, man. Instead of moving forward, guess what we're doing? We're going to move right on backwards, because that's what they tell us we're going to do. Just like keeping us locked in our houses for 3 months to kill the economy that this guy built. These people are sick and gross, and something needs to be done, because I'm sick and tired of being called a white supremacist, okay?
Okay. Thank you for the call, John. Appreciate it.
I do want to say that he, at the top of his commentary there, he said, I'll tell you what the government is good at, and like, evidence would suggest that government is good at a couple of things.
And separating people. And then he took a side.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And that's kind of, I mean, you know, I get, this is one of the difficulties of saying we should all be unified. We should all be unified under my philosophy.
Right.
Is basically what people mean, and myself included, right? I believe in the philosophy of freedom, which means that you can vote for Trump or Biden or whomever you want to vote for. It doesn't matter to me. But I do believe that you should be able to do what you want so long as you don't harm other people. But I also believe that your weird neighbors should be able to do what they want so long as they don't harm other people. And that gets a little strange.
And this is where you and I agree.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. Free speech matters.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
This COVID-19 thing has turned the world upside down. Regardless of what you believe about it, it has changed our lives. But what's not changed is that if you own a business, you need to advertise to reach new customers or clients. Our audience is not the kind to stick their heads in the sand during a crisis. They are fully engaged and more active than ever. Special advertising packages are available to you to help you not just recover, but thrive. Email my sales manager, Matthew at freetalklive.com. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org. Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, Love Java, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the Liberty Movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass.
For those of you who are wondering, our main first chair host, Ian, normally sitting in this seat. Not that I haven't plenty. And Captain Kickass, you run what night?
Monday.
Monday evenings.
Monday nights.
I do Sundays, and Ian generally does Saturdays. Ian is the guy who came up with the idea of Free Talk Live. I was on the very first show, though, so I think you can call us founders. And yeah, tonight he's out doing some activism in Nashua that he wanted to participate in. And, good luck to you, pal. The number, 855-450-3733. I want to talk to you about Divi. Now, we've talked to you about cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and that sort of thing. Divi is a newer, younger cryptocurrency, and their intention is to make it so easy that, well, they say, grandma can use it. So check out Divi Project, that's D-I-V-I, diviproject.org, and you can find out more about what they're doing in order to make things easy. But they've got right now, in beta, working on this wallet, and the intention is, and what's happening right now, is you're going to be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital currency right in your wallet in seconds. You'll be able to send money around the globe with only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and government currencies right in the mobile app, withdraw directly to your bank account, and because of their relationship with Western Union, Divi will be in 200 countries, including the United States. Learn more about the whole project at D-I-V-I, diviproject.org. Let's go to Liz calling in from Amarillo, Texas. Liz, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
You are welcome.
I want to talk about what you talked about on your opening about these people that don't speak up. And I also, there's another thing. When you're giving out an address for something and people are listening, I'm sight impaired. I'm 81 years old.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sight impaired and I have a little bit of hearing loss. So I have a problem. I think some of us do anyway. And, don't just give a email address. We don't use computers. We can't see them. Give a phone number with all the numbers. You do it and you say free and then you say 3733.
Right.
Which is perfectly acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
But some don't, and then there's no way that I can look on my phone and get the letters and the numbers.
I can totally understand why somebody wants to get a number that's like 95 call 888-95 radio.
Right.
I can see why they would want to do that.
1-800-Flowers. These are called vanity numbers.
Yeah, 1-800-Flowers is an excellent example.
Yeah.
But
exactly.
I can't spell out the new phones don't even have that anymore.
Right.
I know. Mine just stopped.
So I think you're absolutely right, Liz. People need to give the telephone number. They need to give it more than once in ads. If you want people to call, you're going to have to give it more than one time. I think you're 100% right. And, the radio's full of people who are sight impaired.
Yeah.
Because this is their entertainment. Don't forget, and basically all of us are hearing impaired over time. We are all wearing headphones and it just, if you wear headphones, it diminishes hearing. Thank you for the call, Liz. I really appreciate it.
Hang on, Liz, I have a question.
You have a question for Liz?
Yeah.
I'll bring her back on the air. Liz, you're back on the air.
Are you still here, Liz?
Okay. I
just had a question for you. So since you are, self-admittedly sight and hearing impaired, have you interacted with people wearing masks and have you had difficulty with that?
Yes,
Can you describe, an instance?
Well, yes, for instance, Wednesday I had to go to my rheumatologist, and, of course, she was wearing a mask, I was wearing a mask.
Uh-huh.
And I had to keep asking her to repeat what she was saying.
Yep. I have the same thing. I was at Home Depot, of all places, just buying some stuff for the house, and the checkout person wearing the mask behind the plexiglass, and as a musician, my ears are kind of toast anyway, and so she's all, and I'm like, excuse me? And she's all, so, yeah.
Well, I was a disc jockey on the radio for a year or so, and then I also did it freelance for VFW and American Legion, and I had awesome. To wear headphones, too, so I know what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for your service, Liz.
Yes, indeed.
Well, thank you. It was my husband that did the service.
Well, that being on the radio is so important. You're providing it's a real job, Liz. At least I like to think so.
It really is. And another thing that I've got that I hate is these people on TV, these little girls, they have these real high-pitched voices, and you can't understand a word they say.
Yeah, there was a time when a woman's voice was supposed to be a little lower, so you could get it, and like women would practice having a lower voice and that kind of thing. That time is gone.
Yes.
I don't know what happened
and
what they're trying to achieve now. I don't get it. Look, I realize at 49 years old, I don't get those kids anymore. But
And what about the ones that talk through their nose?
Can you understand them? They'll talk backwards. They'll talk while they're inhaling. Yeah. I can't understand what they're doing.
I know.
Thank you for the call, Liz.
It's really a mess.
Appreciate it.
It's nice to talk to a broadcaster.
Yeah. Wait, is that a sexist remark? A broadcaster?
Indeed it is. Do my best. Thank you. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. We're talking about homeschooling because I think a lot of people are facing homeschooling right now. Basically, every parent in America became a homeschooler overnight in March? Yeah,
March 13th is what I call the day. The day I realized that the world had changed.
Yeah, my wife was in the air traveling from Sarasota, Florida, to the Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands, where I was staying with my son. And when they, when they took off, everything was fine. When they landed, everybody was going nuts. And by the time we left there, it was, there was lockdowns, restaurants were closed. Yeah. Even small businesses were already starting to go out of business at that point. The ones that were hanging on the edge.
Yeah.
And, lots of things happened. And
there was some concern here whether or not you were going to be able to make it back here for whatever event was coming up that was eventually canceled that Free Talk Live was supposed to be at, and that kind of thing, how we were going to rotate hosts and stuff like that. It created a bit of consternation.
And, parents are stuck at home, in many cases having to work and homeschool at the same time, trying to get kids of a whole variety of ages, and different ages and different personalities provides a whole different set of ways to deal with it, right? You got to come up with ways to deal with it, whatever it might be. And I'm curious, what was it like for you? 855-450-3733.
Great question.
It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. At my household, we've been homeschooling for a long time, and my wife was prepared for it and knew what to do. I've got to tell my son that he can't come into my office, but that's really the only change for me. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
I have two dogs, Sam and Bailey. Both are golden retrievers. Poor Sam, he was a mess. Always itching, his paws were soaking wet all day from just constant licking. He had bald spots on his back. I just don't like putting shots and steroids into your dog all the time.
DinoVite.com.
DinoVite is nutrition. Probably 2 weeks after he started DinoVite, I started seeing great improvements. And today, 99% of his issues are non-existent. It's amazing stuff. Since Bailey has been 12 weeks old, he's been a DinoVite dog, and he has zero issues today. He won't eat his food without DinoVite. When I get out the DinoVite, my dogs actually salivate, like I'm getting them a treat. They drool over it. DinoVite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my DinoVite from DinoVite.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Around the world, demonstrations are happening to demand justice for George Floyd, a black man who died after being pinned by a white police officer. WCBS reporter Corey James is in New York City.
Protesters gathered on the streets and under trees along Central Park West in Harlem.
I just pray that it doesn't stop after this week.
We're here today to do
our part because someone at some time risked their lives for us.
There was a demonstration in Minneapolis where Floyd died. There's also a huge protest in Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser.
You know that we have to speak up loudly for more justice and more peace.
This is USA Radio News. The mayor of D.C. has renamed a street that leads to the White House. USA's John Hunt has more.
District of Columbia Mayor Muriel Bowser had Black Lives Matter painted on the street that leads directly to the White House, where protesters have been demonstrating following George Floyd's death in police custody.
We want to call attention today to making sure our nation is more fair and more just.
The mayor said that the people who painted it were all from the D.C. Public Works Department. President Donald Trump slammed Bowser Friday afternoon, tweeting, "The incompetent mayor of Washington, D.C., whose budget is totally out of control and constantly coming back to us for handouts, is now fighting with the National Guard, who saved her from great embarrassment." Bowser also tweeted later in the morning that that particular section of 16th Street has now been renamed Black Lives Matter Plaza. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And I'm your only friend. I'm not your only friend, but I'm a little glowing friend. But really, I'm not actually your friend, but I am.
What is that song from?
It's They Might Be Giants, Birdhouse in Your Soul.
Yeah. They Might Be Giants. I like them. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. If you're trying to call in on the studio lines and I don't know what I'm doing, I'm sorry. I think I have it figured out. We don't use that thing very often, that particular gizmo there. And, I'm usually sitting in your chair. Captain.
Hey, you don't have to apologize to me. We all experience this thing called technicalities.
Yes, we do. Let's go to the phones, though. We can solve some of these problems. We'll talk to Tom calling in from Kansas. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, yes, good evening. I love the show, and I'm calling from Kansas. We out here in Salina, the county south of us, McPherson, had a public range where you could practice with your firearm. And it was closed down more than a year ago. You could go there, with a rifle or a handgun and shoot, bring your own target, and it was free, and it was closed down due to vandalism. Yet the police department for Salina is building a private range for them, and it's costing over $5
million. $5 million?
Wow.
Well, I guess it's an indoor range, I presume?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they have a range west of the town of Salina that them and the sheriff used outside, and they're still using it. But, once this place is built, they're not going to let the public use that range there. So we'd have to join a private indoor range.
I mean,
there's one around here, but they have all kinds of rules, like if you want to practice holstering and unholstering your gun, you can't.
Right, right.
Right, a lot of ranges just don't like that holstering and unholstering thing for whatever reason.
Yeah.
I presume it's a safety issue.
Correct me if I'm wrong, either of you. Is it not true that, at least philosophically, the new range that the police department is building is a public range? It's built with money they've taken from the public, right?
Yeah.
And so if you're part of the public, philosophically, you should be able to walk in and just use it, right?
Are they using your money?
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah.
I would just go there and be like, I want to use the range today.
I'm here to use the range that I paid for.
Yep.
Yeah, get out of here, citizen. Thank you for the call, Tom. Appreciate it. I know what it's like. You get to comfortable using a particular range. That range is public, whatever. And then, you know, the powers that be decide, we're not going to do this anymore. And this is one of the reasons so many people out here in New Hampshire run private ranges for their friends on their own property.
Yep.
It doesn't take much when you're out in the country. Just basically you need a berm.
Yep.
People need to be careful and stuff, but... You know,
but it's a conversation that I try to have with, we'll call them statists, when they point out something where the state does something like close down a public facility and then build their own private one just for them. The question is implied by the caller here. Well, why didn't they just take that $5 million and sink it into the public range and the police and the community could both use it? Right? That's the implied question.
Because it's a small club and you're not in it.
That's right.
Why.
that's exactly right. Because
that's the reason.
They're part of the Just Us system and you're not part of us.
That's right. Let's go to David calling in from West Virginia. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
How are you guys doing tonight?
All's well. What's on your mind?
Well, I just, I listen to you guys from time to time whenever I'm driving around, and it surprises me that you guys don't bring up the Libertarian Party or the fact that they nominated a woman for the first time. Talk about Trump, talk about Biden, complain about them. But here's an intelligent woman who could possibly be a better choice, and you guys don't even mention it.
JoeJorgensen2020.org.
We actually had her on the show.
Yeah, Friday.
Okay, I must have missed that.
Yeah, it's all right.
Go listen. Yeah, go listen to our archives and grab that show because it was good.
Yeah, I'm probably excited about Joe Jorgensen as you are, David. I didn't know anything about the lady before the nomination. I was kind of a Kokesh, Hornberger, Vermin Supreme kind of guy, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I'll take any of these guys, but I know them. I hadn't met Joe, but once all I really had to hear was that Joe Jorgensen was Harry Brown's running mate in 1996. And that was plenty for me.
What introduced me to the Libertarian Party, the convention, when he did his acceptance speech.
Harry?
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, Harry Brown, yeah.
So Ian calls himself a Harry Brown libertarian.
Yeah.
And I think that he was the best thing that happened to the party. And the idea that Joe Jorgensen pops up here on the radar and becomes the nominee so quickly and easily in 2020, after so many problems, so many Republican, basically, that got nominated as libertarians, and many people in the Libertarian Party didn't like it. Look, I liked Gary Johnson. I still like Gary Johnson. But, not everybody was excited about it. Joe Jorgensen, she's got a great pedigree. She's a doctor of psychology. I think she's a professor, and she'd make a fine president.
She's a lecturer at Clemson.
Yeah, she's not a crooked old pervert. And
exactly.
Which is what your choices are probably going to be. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want better choices for president, you need to stop making the same old choices. If it's hard for you, if you're like, but my vote matters, it's so important, I really don't like that other guy, whomever that other guy is, and so I have to vote for this crooked old pervert because that crooked old pervert might get in. Remember, your state is very likely a foregone conclusion. If you live in New York, your state, all the delegates in your state are going for the Democrat. Mm-hmm. If you live in California, all your delegates are going to the Democrat. If you live in Texas, all your delegates are going to the Republican. If you live in Utah, you know the drill. 40 states out of there are a foregone conclusion. Why would you care about whom you vote for in that state. I mean, if you're in Utah...
That's my argument to everybody I speak to about Joe Jorgensen. They complain about Biden. They complain about Trump. And I said, here's an option. Just try it. This will, she'll just no chance that she gets elected. I said,
it doesn't matter.
What difference does it make at this point?
Right. I mean, you don't know what the results are going to be on November the 6th or whatever the date is. I don't know. You know, so you got to vote with, for your heart. I mean, if God's standing before you and asking you for whom to vote, and you're like, well, I got to take the lesser of two evils, so I picked this old pervert, God. I mean, really, is that the cleanliness of the soul you wish to show?
Yeah, I
voted for Gary Johnson last time. There's no way I could vote for Trump or Hillary in that last election. So I voted for Gary Johnson. This time I'm voting for Joe Jorgensen. I call out to everybody in the country. We need to change the dynamic in this country. Enough with this Republicrat garbage.
Right, and stop complaining if you're going to do the same old thing over and over again.
Well, insanity exactly. is I doing agree. The same thing over and over with expecting different results. So if you're voting and you're not getting the results that you want, I urge you to introduce yourself to the results of government and the results of any party involved, no matter, you know, what party you're going to affiliate yourself with, because the results are really what matters, right? And that's how I measure, right?
So what results are we talking about?
So the results to me are what has the Libertarian Party accomplished in its entire existence.
They've gotten a few reps here and there. They've gotten some city council people. But I think what they really do is they provide an alternative to people who don't want to vote for the crooked old pervert.
Yeah.
I can go 50 states that in all likelihood will have 50 states for the Libertarian Party, and you will have an alternative. So you cannot say that, well, you know, yeah, my vote doesn't matter or whatever. You can, your vote can matter should you wish it to.
Yeah, I'm a little different than both of you guys. I just choose not to play the game because the game itself is insane and doesn't give me any results.
The game is insane, but it will play you whether you play it or not.
That's a fact.
Thanks for the call, David.
Hey.
Oops, sorry, a little too soon. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing. Mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free! Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free, with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Call in. Talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And I want to be anarchy. Sorry, that's a...
Oh, that's Sex Pistols.
Yeah, and then Megadeth covered it later.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. Okay. They changed it to the Anarchy for the USA.
Right, as opposed to Anarchy for the UK.
Right.
Yeah, makes sense. Well, liberty-minded people are going to be showing up at Forkfest this year.
Indeed.
At Rogers Campground in northern New Hampshire. And yes, this is happening. So it is starting in late June will be the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and then immediately following will be Forkfest. That's from the June 29th through July the 5th. But you can show up early, go to Porkfest. It's great fun. You can go to forkfest.party to find out more. There will be fireworks displays and people doing independent stuff, and be lots of fun.
I mean, all of the live... All of the festivals, all the live performances of any variety, all of the arts, all of the summer fun has all been canceled. This seems to me like the only thing that's going to go on. So if you're in need of getting out, if you're in need of your camping fix, if you're in need of hanging out with a bunch of fun people who put stuff on just for this festival, then I think you should show up and party with the captain.
That's right. So Porkfest starts June the 22nd, and then that goes on to the June the 28th, and you should check their website out at porkfest.com. And then forkfest.party is the festival that comes right afterwards. It's a fork of Porkfest, so forks and pork tend to go together.
I call it pork and fork.
Yeah, that's right. So pork in this case is spelled with a C. There you go. So Forkfest.party. Let's go to Van, calling in from South Carolina. Van, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how y'all doing, man?
All's well. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I remember listening to you and the other guy.
Ian?
You're from Sarasota, right?
We are originally from Sarasota, indeed.
Yeah. Oh, wow. So
did you listen in Sarasota?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Yeah. You guys,
what station?
Beat up by the cops or something?
Yeah,
I got beat up by the cops down there, too. But look, I'm not anti-cop, man. I'm a libertarian, but, you know, we need cops. I don't understand this.
We need security. We don't need the organization of police.
Please let me finish, sir.
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay. Whoa. Defunding of cops? You guys up in New Hampshire now. Beautiful. I was up there when I was a kid, but I don't understand it. I love small. The government's way too huge. I understand that, man. But I got grandkids, okay? And they live in Virginia, and they're taking away the guns in Virginia. And I might sound like a nutball. I'm not, man.
No, I hear they're taking away guns in Virginia, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Who's going to take
them? No, please let me finish. Now, and then they're going to defund the police? So what, we got vigilantes, man? How are y'all going to handle it? Not you all. I don't know. Don't get me wrong. But I remember you guys, man, like 20 years ago down in Sarasota. You're like, whoa, I got busted. I remember your show.
I'm not sure what's the incident we're talking about here, but...
I got busted down there, too, though. But I remember you used to have a show in Sarasota, Florida.
Right. What station were you listening on? Do you remember?
I can't remember, man. It was it was an AM thing, I believe.
Oh, AM? But, so, yeah, we were on a couple of AMs, 1220 and 1280 down there in Sarasota.
Did you just rediscover the show recently?
Yeah, it sounds like
No, I listen to you guys all the time.
Okay, great.
I'm just worried about no police, man.
Let me address it, Van, if I could.
Yep,
I will address it. Thank you. So hold the line there. So when it comes to police here on Free Talk Live, we are pro-freedom every issue, every time. And the supposition is that any service that's worth having is a service worth paying for.
Mm-hmm.
And that different people need different levels of service. So depending on where you live and what your lifestyle is like and what you do, maybe you need a small level of policing, maybe you need a large level of policing. And currently what we have is a socialized police system that policing's paid for by whatever taxes the municipality collects, usually. Sometimes it's the state. And maybe it's the size of your house. I mean, do rich people need more policing than poor people? Or do poor people need more policing than rich people? I don't know, but the people who use services should be the ones who pay for them, is the way I see it. So, you know, maybe you want to save money on security services by having better locks. Maybe you like the idea of somebody coming by. I always like it when the cops drive by my house. I'm like, huh, things are feeling a little safer here. But I live in a really safe neighborhood. And basically, the cops in my town are speed checkers. Now, speed limits can be enforced very easily with little radar signs that spit out tickets and those sorts of things. I'm not advocating for it. In fact, what I believe is that most speed limits are set too low for fundraising purposes. But if everybody got a ticket that went 45 in a zone that should be 65, then they likely would advocate a lot harder with their local government rather than one out of every 10,000 getting a ticket.
Sure, I mean, within that context, but I have to disagree. I do not feel safe whenever a police person is around. In fact, I feel less safe. If there's a police person behind me in their police car,
hey,
not feel safe.
I don't like cops like that.
if I'm just having a burger in downtown Keene with some friends on a Sunday afternoon, and Officer So-and-so walks by, eyeing us up, I do not feel more safe. When I see the squad cars that, have been souped up, they're, driving like the latest version of the Dodge, whatever it is, with the Magnum, whatever, I don't know what they're driving,
sippy,
but...
Yeah.
Yeah, they've got the latest and greatest, and, that's generally the sign of the bad guys, is that they have the best stuff, at least according to movies anyway. I almost never feel more safe. I can't think of a time that I felt more safe when the police were around.
I work with the police on a relatively regular basis as a fireman, and my experience is that generally they're trying to do their best in any given situation. Now, the problem is that many times we get the worst cop news that's out there. But the worst cop news is bad.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact is that many government employees, police included, have something they call qualified immunity.
Yes.
And qualified immunity means that in many circumstances, you're not responsible for your own actions. And anybody who's not responsible for their own actions is going to act irresponsibly. Or at least some of the time, and some of the people are going to act that way all of the time.
And you have just described the entire problem with having a tax-based political system for, operating any region.
Indeed. So let me bring Van back on here. I just wanted to get our explanation in. Van?
I'm sorry, man. I know you guys disagree with me.
Oh,
I think Mark agrees with you. I just disagree.
What are we going to do without, no, man, I've been involved in the house invasion, okay?
Sure.
Some dude in Florida, in Sarasota, they thought I was the dude that was selling dope. No, it's two doors down.
Did the police prevent?
Thank God the cops came.
Did the police prevent the home invasion? Did they prevent the home invasion? No, you got the home was invaded, so they didn't prevent anything. They're a reactionary force. They're the cleanup crew. They're janitors.
Well, yeah. Well, no, I would have been shot. So would my woman. No, man. Nah, enough of this. Bye.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate it, Van. And look, I'm only giving the libertarian position here. The libertarian position is that any service that's worth having is worth paying for.
I agree.
And that the problem isn't police forces.
Right.
The problem is funding. And when you have to pay for a service, the quality of that service is likely to go down. I mean, it's a monopoly.
Yes.
Well, you know, I mean, they exist. I think cartel is a better terminology.
Yes.
I don't want to use the term cartel to describe the police, but that's, I mean, when you have local police departments and the state police departments and federal police departments, they're acting in cartelized fashion. Yes.
What the caller really wants is the services that he believes the police provide. He needs to examine that belief a little bit and realize that, you know, there are other ways to get those services. Security services, whether it's patrolling, you've got, you know, cameras, you've got insurance, right? All of the things that he believes the police do can be provided within the market. The state is not necessary to provide those things. If a community wants to have folks going around and patrolling and that kind of a thing, they can do. They can all get together. Maybe they can subscribe to a service. They can develop a friendly society or whatever it
is. That's basically police, right? I mean,
because this is voluntary. You have choice, right? And that's the fundamental difference.
If a fireman,
you have choice.
If a fireman puts out a fire, does it make a difference whether he's private or public as to what his name is, like what his title is? Like, he's still a fireman. A police officer, whether he's public or private funded, would still be a police officer. He's policing behavior.
Well, you could still call them police, but you need to change the way that they're funded.
I think that the
removing the coercion out of the equation.
The single biggest issue is qualified immunity and what people are considered not responsible for. What police aren't responsible?
The method of funding by coercion
right now
is the biggest issue to me.
They're dealing with a lot of trouble. Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? So you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block. And that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture. One that's as secure as Bitcoin, while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.